very glad to welcome on the French study, which will be interesting and a useful one. The paper will be presented by James Wood, who is with the university, and at Emory University, under K. Russell Major and under Cameron. He's worked abroad in both in Paris and Normandy for the Ford Foundation Scholarship, and will present a paper on demographic pressures and social mobility among disability of the Élection of Bayeux, 1462-1666.
Observers in French society from the 16th century on have seemed to think that only a very small proportion of the nobility consisted of genuinely old families. Estimates of this proportion range from 1 in 20 to 1 in 50 families. In the 18th century, André Chérin maintained that virtually the entire nobility descended from Anobris. Modern historians consider the small proportion of old nobles to be the result of two processes. Over time, old nobles died out, steadily died out, and new nobles replaced them. The nobility would have died out, it is argued, if this replacement had not taken place. Since the nobility never did die out, any losses must have been made up by social nobility. In a study of social nobility among the nobility of the Vicomte of Poré from the 13th to the 16th century, Edouard Perrois concluded that, roughly speaking, the nobility lost half its members in any given century. Of 215 lignages appearing in the records in the 13th century, 66 disappeared before 1300 because the male line became extinct. By 1400, 80 of the remaining 149 lignages became extinct, while by 1600, 38 of the last 69 had disappeared. From these figures, Perrois calculated that the average duration of a noble line was between 3 and 6 generations, or from 1 to 2 centuries. This led, he wrote, to, quote, the necessity to replenish, so to speak, this dying social class by a constant stream of new men, unquote. Pierre Dubert was even more adamant about the cause of nobility into the nobility. Discussing the existence of widespread anoblissement, Dubert wrote in his L'Ancien Régime that, quote, the speed of natural extinction of old lines renders inevitable this erection by an authoritarian path if the nobility is to continue to exist. Social nobility, in other words, was a necessary and inevitable accompaniment of a steady decline in the number of old families. Both Perrois and Dubert accept a demographic explanation of the origins of social mobility into the nobility. This explanation rests upon two basic assumptions: that the extinction of old families was inevitable, and that the appearance of new families was somehow related to the extinction of old families. This paper tests these assumptions against the historical experience of the nobility of the Election of Bayeux between the mid-15th and mid-17th centuries. The election was one of 9 elections belonging to the Generality of Caen in Lower Normandy. It contained 225 parishes, organized in 9 sergeantries, varying in size from 12 to 53 parishes, and covered an area of approximately 1,000 square kilometers. Bayeux, a secondary administrative center with about 6,000 inhabitants, was the only large city in the election. The best source of information on the numbers and types of nobles living in the Election of Bayeux is a series of investigations undertaken by commissions of royal officers to determine if persons who claimed to be noble were really noble. During a recherche, as these investigations were called, all the families in the election who claimed to be noble had to prove to the commission's satisfaction, or to a commission's satisfaction, that they were indeed noble. To prove that they were noble, heads of families had to show that 4 generations of their family in the male line, the presenter counting as one, had always styled themselves and been accepted as nobles in legal documents such as marriage contracts and wills or by previous recherche commissions. Families who had been noble less than 4 generations had to prove that they had been legally ennobled. Families who could not prove to the commission's satisfaction that their noble status was deserved were condemned, fined, and added to the tax rolls. When the recherche was complete, copies of genealogies and supporting documents for each family were organized into a record of the commission's work. The information contained in these recherches has never before been systematically exploited. Properly used, it provides a unique insight into changes in the size and composition of the nobility of this area of France. Recherches were undertaken in the election of Bayeux in 1463, 1523, 1540, 1598, 1624, and 1666. Two kinds of social units were represented in the recherche. The first were lignages, or groups of people who could claim a common male ancestor and therefore a common surname. Perrois used this unit in his study of the Fauré nobility. The best English translation of lignage is family group, and I will use the two terms interchangeably throughout this paper. The second unit was a nuclear family composed of a married couple and their unmarried children, or of a group of unmarried siblings headed by the eldest son. This nuclear family unit is what Goubert refers to as the basic juridico-fiscal unit of the Ancien Régime. Throughout the rest of the paper, I will consistently use family in the narrow sense of a nuclear family. Changes in the size of the election's nobility were found by comparing the number of lignage and nuclear families appearing in successive recherches. There was a great expansion in the size of the nobility over time. In the two centuries between 1463 and 1666, the number of noble families living in the election almost tripled from 211 to 592 families, while the number of lignages, or family groups, represented in the election increased from 163 to 252, or by 55%. The overall growth in the size of the nobility was neither constant nor even. The relative change in the number of nuclear families between recherches varied from a minus 7 to a plus 81%. Annual growth rates for the periods between recherches also varied. The three highest rates of growth all fell before the 17th century, while in the 17th century itself, one period between recherches actually witnessed a decline in the number of families, while the other period had the lowest positive growth rate of any period. During the period with the highest rate of growth between 1540 and 1598, the election absorbed 250 additional noble families, or an average of better than one per parish. Even in the period of smallest relative growth, 1624 to 1666, some 72 additional families were absorbed. Overall, between 1463 and 1666, the aggregate size of the election's nobility increased by 381 nuclear families. Against this background of almost constantly increasing numbers, the rate of extinction for older family groups was found by treating them as cohorts and tracing their survival from one recherche to the next. On the surface, family groups appeared to have been dying out rapidly. Of the 163 lignages present in 1463, for example, only 66, or 41%, survived to 1666, and other cohorts had similar losses. Now, this is strikingly similar to what Perrois found was going on among the nobility of Fauré. Population losses, however, were by no means as serious as they might appear. The fact that many lignages disappeared did not mean that the older nobility was fast becoming extinct. The lignage unit used by Perrois to count nobles was very elastic. Its size could vary from 1 to 20 or even more nuclear families. For example, according to the 1540 Recherche, the Mathan lignage only contained one nuclear family. That is, the nuclear family and the family group were the same. They were identical. The Fayol lignage at that date contained six families. In this case, the Fayol lignage was six times larger than the Mathan lignage. Using an elastic lignage unit to count nobles entails the possibility that some family groups could have increased their size in nuclear families so much that no real decline in total population in nuclear families took place, even though many family groups might have disappeared. An example will make this clear. One Fayol and one Mathan lignage are listed in the 1463 Recherche, each composed of two families. The Mathan had disappeared by the time of the 1598 Recherche. The Fayol, however, greatly increased their numbers, from two families in 1463 to four in 1523, six in 1540, 16 in 1598, and 18 by 1624. The numerical expansion of the Fayol lignage had more than made up for any losses entailed in the disappearance of the Mathan family group. Could someone get me a glass of water, please? Thank you. This kind of process took place on a large scale in the election. For example, the 163 family groups present in 1463 included 211 nuclear families. Between 1463 and 1666, 97 of the original 163 family groups disappeared from the election. The population of this oldest group of nobles did not, however, decline proportionately to the decrease in the number of family groups. The 66 lignage surviving to 1666 included 184 nuclear families. Thus, these older nobles almost managed to maintain their numbers as a group across a two-century period. Between 1540 and 1598, these old nobles actually increased, and between 1598 and 1624, maintained their original numbers. These old nobles were not rapidly becoming extinct. The ability of the nobility as a whole to avoid extinction over time is further illustrated by taking every family present at the first five recherche, whether they were old or new families, just all the families present in a particular year, and counting their descendants at the time of the last recherche in 1666. We can then compute the relative rate of extinction for each of these five groups and estimate the number of centuries needed for complete extinction of each group if there had been no replacements for losses and if these rates had remained constant. The proportional losses per century for the five groups ranged from a low of 3 to a high of 26%. That is, over a century's time. In different periods, therefore, their survival rate for these families differed considerably. In some periods, losses were so minimal that the nobility could have effectively maintained itself without replacements at all. Historians have often linked social mobility with the extinction of older families. Yet, as we see, rapid extinction of old noble families, or even the nobility as a whole, was neither constant nor inevitable. Since constant rapid extinction was not inevitable, there would seem to have been no necessary demographic reasons for social mobility into the election of Bayeux, into the nobility of the election. Nevertheless, at times the nobility did suffer heavy losses, even if they were able to procreate sufficiently to survive over long periods of time without the help of mobility. And of course, many new families continued to join the nobility. Well, what was the importance of this influx of new families in each of our time periods? The number of families who had appeared since the previous recherche ranged from a low of 8% in 1624 to a high of 35% of all families in 1523. And in general, the longer the period between recherche, the higher the proportion of newly arrived families. Usually, by the end of a period, the number of new families more than exceeded the losses of established families. The great increase in numbers in the 16th century, for example, was the result of actual population growth by the older families taking place at the same time as the largest increases in the numbers of new families. A closer analysis of the antiquity of these new families enables us to pinpoint the exact relationship between changes in the number of established families and the level of mobility into the election's nobility. Between 1463 and 1666, some 477 families appeared in the recherche that hadn't been there before. Now, these can be divided into two loose groups according to the length of time they had been noble. A majority, 57%, were families that had been noble for more than a century, who had merely taken up residence in the election. This group of old noble immigrants was geographically mobile, but their immigration did not necessarily involve any change in their social status. Only a minority, 35%, of new families were genuinely new nobles. That is, they had been noble for less than a century. This group's entry into the election's nobility was the result of vertical or upward social mobility. As anoblis, they had changed their socio-legal status. Now, my use of a century of noble status to differentiate old from new nobles is based on the contemporary convention in Normandy that four generations of noble status without ennoblement established a family as old, or noblesse de race. Bayeux nobles who survived across the 200 years between 1463 and 1666 and that invariably did so in seven or eight generations. The legal and customary dividing line of four generations, therefore, corresponded to a lapse of about a century, and so I used the century to distinguish between the newest families and the oldest families. The relation between these two very different types of mobility, the one older families just moving into the election, the other kind people who had actually not been noble and had become noble, the relation between these two very different types of mobility and changes in the numbers of established families during the periods between recherche is very revealing. There appears, in fact, to have been no positive relationship between the disappearances of old and the entrances of new families, whether they were anoblis or immigrants. The period 1540 to 1598, which saw the greatest influx of newcomers, saw not the greatest losses of previously established families, but instead their greatest positive increases. Conversely, in the period that witnessed the greatest losses in previously established families, 1598 to 1624, we find the smallest influx of anoblis. The relationship between losses of old families and entries of new families was exactly contrary to what has often been suggested to have been the case. Social mobility did not seem at all sensitive to population changes among nobles. The beginning of an explanation of why mobility and extinction were unrelated can be found by examining the manner in which anoblis entered the nobility. Of the 477 newcomers that I was able to count, 274 can be positively identified as immigrants that had been noble for at least 100 years when they entered the election's nobility. The other 203 had only been noble for four generations or less, for about a century or less. Only these anoblis were really new nobles. If mobility had indeed been responsive to demographic pressures, changes in the numbers of anoblis entering the election should have been positively related to changes in the numbers of established families. As we have seen, however, the number of anoblis present at a new recherche bore no positive relation to the number of established families that had disappeared from the election since the previous recherche. How were these anobli joining the nobility? Well, I was able to identify positively the method of anoblissement used by 166 of these 203 anobli. 138 of these 166 families, or 83%, owed their recent noble status to grants of royal letters of ennoblement. Only 28 families, or 17% of the anobli, were obviously successful usurpers or prescriptive nobles, that is, from families who were not immigrants, but they had not received recent letters of anoblissement, and they had a record of unfavorable arrêt from the Cour des Aides. And yet these nobles were still accepted as these families were still accepted as nobles. And although more than half of all the anobli were office holders of some type, I was unable to find any clear-cut case of anoblissement par charge, or anoblissement because of the office a man held. In the election of Bayeux, officials became noble by purchasing a letter of anoblissement. They were not ennobled by their office. So, over the two centuries from 1463 to 1666, direct royal action in the form of a grant of a letter patent was responsible for the greatest part of upward social mobility into the election's nobility. A distribution curve of letters of anoblissement granted in Normandy from 1460 to 1670 shows that the highest numbers of letters of anoblissement were issued during the turbulent years of the Wars of Religion and of the Fronde. Grants of nobility coincided with periods of political crisis. Letters of anoblissement were responses to political and financial exigencies, the desire to reward faithful or competent servants, subjects, or as a source of revenue for empty royal coffers. Since the crown did not grant letters of anoblissement in response to demographic pressures, there was no necessary direct relationship between social mobility and the extinction of established families. Any relation between the two could have only been a chance relation in which a period of national political crisis was also a time of adverse population change for the nobility. Such a coincidence never occurred in the election of Bayeux. In conclusion, I'd like to make three points. First of all, the assumption of rapid extinction of old noble families does not really apply to the nobility of the election of Bayeux in the two centuries between 1463 and 1666. Second, the extent of mobility into the nobility was not positively related to decreases in the numbers of old families when that occurred. Thirdly, instead, increases in the numbers of new nobles were connected to the political and economic needs of the crown. Therefore, in this instance at least, social mobility bore no direct relation to demographic pressures. This is contrary to the theory that population decreases among nobles must have inevitably led to social mobility. Increased mobility into the nobility of Bayeux came in response to external as well as internal forces. Perhaps the same conditions held true in other parts of France. If so, some widely accepted assumptions about the causes of social mobility into the French nobility would no longer be valid.